This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, he joins right now. We talked to him about all things NFL and Pittsburgh Steelers. Jeremy, a very good morning to you. How's everything?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Thank you for coming on. Big day here in Pittsburgh. Practice has been moved, so everybody's scrambling to get up to Latrobe as fast as they can as opposed to waiting till 1:55. Well, they're actually already there. They just need to get lined up on the side of the road. They just need to get in there quicker. That being said, though, let's turn our attention to Chicago for a minute. Roquan Smith, he once traded. Is Omar Khan, does he have to do his due diligence and see potentially what it would take to maybe bring Roquan Smith to Pittsburgh, or is that a pipe dream?
Well, I think they could look into it. You know, certainly the Devin Bush experiment has been questionable. Maybe he can turn it around this year. But Pittsburgh does value linebacker play, off-ball linebacker play, more than most. So, but it's still a hefty price tag. You have to pay him, I would say, at least $18 million a year on a new deal and give up a good pick. You know, now, teams I talked to think that the Bears would not be able to get a first-round pick for him. So I think the compensation actually might be more reasonable than people think, but the Bears will try to do this again. They're going to try to re-sign him. It's just the negotiation's gone well. They kind of tried to lowball him, and he got insulted, and here we are.
Jeremy, what's your anticipation for Chase Claypool's year? He's kind of the middle child right now. You have Deontay Johnson, who just signed an extension as a number one receiver for the Steelers. And then you have the emergence of George Pickens, who's the rookie that we really haven't seen play in a preseason game yet, but there's a lot of emphasis around how he's been playing in camp. What's your anticipation of a year that Chase Claypool might have?
Well, he was too talented not to be somewhat productive, I would think. I know he's missed a little bit of time. So with a new quarterback, you kind of need to be out there for the chemistry part of it, you know, which George Pickens is now developing. And you know what Deontay Johnson can do. So I don't know. You know, it's going to be interesting because I can't really figure out what their target share is all going to be, how much they're actually going to pass it. You know, because I was in Pittsburgh the other day. I was talking to Najee Harris, and he said, hey, we haven't even installed any of the Mitch Trubisky, like, QB running stuff. You know, the guy can really run and be an asset in that part of it. So if it's a lot of Najee Harris and Mitch Trubisky, maybe won't be as much throwing as there was last year. Now, obviously, they're going to have, it's a passing league, so you're going to have to stretch the field. But you need three good ones, and you know Chase is one of those three, so he'll get production. I don't know if he's going to hit that, you know, 10 or 11 touchdown mark that he did as a rookie. So we'll see. But he's too talented not to be productive.
Jeremy, I want to circle back around to Roquan Smith for just a brief moment because it touches on something that affects one of the Steelers' rivals in the AFC North, even if Roquan Smith isn't pursued by Omar Khan, and that's the idea of big-time players representing themselves in contract negotiations. For example, Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Are you getting a sense from guys that more and more of them would like to handle this on their own, and what's the reaction you're getting from executives around the league as to how well it's working or not?
Yeah, I think some players are intrigued by it. You know, they see the huge price tag. And so they're figuring, hey, this is my money. Why am I going to give $1 million to an agent to handle something that I can probably understand? You know, and there have been players who have been successful. Bobby Wagner did a really good deal for himself a couple years ago in Seattle. So at the same time, you know, teams are a little scared of it. And you don't have a buffer. You know, it's not somebody that can sort of ease expectations. You'd like to think if Roquan Smith had an agent right now that there wouldn't be a trade request because, you know, they could try to work something out. Like there was an example, and I heard this too last week, that there was like a de-escalator that they in Roquan Smith's offer, which means if he doesn't hit a certain benchmark as a player based on performance, he actually loses some money, which is crazy, right? Like you can't do that in 2022 and have a premier player sign that. But if he doesn't have an agent, you're probably going to have to sneak that into the contract and try to take advantage of him. Like, it's just the way it works. It's unfortunate, but that's part of the business side of it, where an agent would either catch that or they wouldn't put it in because they know the agent would catch that, you know? So it's just that weird negotiating game. And so, you're seeing more players do it, but I think most guys recognize, like, you're paying these guys 1-3% max on a commission. If you're making a lot of money, it's probably worth it for them to get you the best deal.
Jeremy, yesterday Roger Goodell lent his voice to what we've long speculated, that the NFL wants Deshaun Watson to be suspended for a full season. What do you think the timeline is on this moving forward, and what's the process look like? Is it written statements that is going to be reviewed, or is the Players Association going to have an opportunity to state its case again?
Well, it's my understanding that there really is no stating of cases anymore because the appeal was filed, and the league made its case in the appeal, and then there was a rebuttal from the players' union that was in writing, and now it's up to the new independent arbitrator, which we had one a couple weeks ago in Sue L. Robinson. Now it's Peter C. Harvey, and he can make his ruling, and it's just up to him now, just like it was up to Sue L. Robinson a couple weeks ago. So I know. I was in Cleveland the other day. I know the Browns are hopeful for this week. They're loosely expecting a decision by the end of the week because it was supposed to be an expedited process. But nobody knows for sure right now.
Because it's open-ended right now, is the anticipation from you, just from a personal standpoint, will it be a year? Like, is that where you think it'll land on? Or a season, I should say.
Well, the fact that Peter C. Harvey has consulted with the league on matters before, it does make you wonder if he's going to come to the conclusion that Roger Goodell would want him to. Me thinking common sense, it seems like you just find a sweet spot between 6 and 17 games, maybe it's 12, and you hit him with a big fine and call it a day. That's me, but I still think something like that will come into play. Like, They're waiting on his appeal, but there's still time to sort of settle this too if they want to have those talks. And I think the league would welcome that. And, at this rate, Deshaun might have to consider some of that. Otherwise you're sort of at the mercy of one person's ruling because, you can't appeal anymore. That's over. So after that, you can take it to court and all that. But since they didn't appeal the original ruling from Sue L. Robinson, that is a bit complicated because of that.
So say it is 10 games. Say they find a sweet spot maybe in the middle, maybe a little bit more favorable for Deshaun Watson. So say he's suspended 10 games. He plays 7 games. Are the Browns a playoff team?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. Their roster's pretty good. I mean, the defense is really set up the best it's been in years. There's still some question marks as far as what kind of skill guys they have outside of Amari Cooper and Nick Chubb and some of those players. But they have enough. It's a really good offensive line, so anybody can run behind it. Yeah, I think so. They've been really pleased with, in practice at least, with Deshaun Watson's poise. They feel like he's better even than they thought at sort of going through his progressions and waiting for the right guy to get open. So all things in place, I think absolutely they are.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. Jeremy, we thank you so very much. We'll catch up again soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
All right.
Thanks, Jeremy.
For sure. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. Coming up next, an eBay account. The mystery around this account, I can't get enough of. Is it Jim? Maybe is it Jim Colony? Who knows? Today, a big tip out there. Could it be Jim Colony trying to make a side life, a retirement hustle, if you will? Who knows? But we dive into that because it's absolutely fascinating to anybody who's a Pittsburgh sports fan. Pittsburgh Public Schools Back to School event presented by Frank Walker Law. Help a student get a head start on the new school year by donating a new stuffed backpack at any Pittsburgh area original mattress factory. You can also buy backpacks online. Donated stuffed backpacks going to be distributed at the Pittsburgh for PPS Back to School event on Monday, August 22nd. Complete details, 937thefan.com/backpack. Brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman and Original Mattress Factory and Pittsburgh Cultural Trust Cultural Treasure Initiative.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.